This episode is brought to you by State Farm. Checking off the boxes on your to-do list is a great feeling. And when it comes to checking off coverage, a State Farm agent can help you choose an option that's right for you. Whether you prefer talking in person, on the phone, or using the award-winning app, it's nice knowing you have help finding coverage that best fits your needs. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contract. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This is the Rich Eisen Show.
Hey, everybody.
Can't get enough of the Rich Eisen Show? You're in luck. You can find us everywhere. Watch us weekdays on the Roku Sports Channel from noon to 3 Eastern. Miss the show? We've got a podcast so you can listen anytime. But here's the best part. Our YouTube channel. Subscribe at youtube.com/Rich Eisen Show and you'll never miss a moment. Now, on with the show.
How about them Cowboys?
This is the Rich Eisen Show.
Would this suffice as breaking up with the team?
We need to stop the run. We need to get the ball back.
Kenny Clark was a big part of this.
Live from the Rich Eisen Show studio in Los Angeles.
Michael Parsons gets traded.
Holy crap.
Today's guests. Seahawks defensive end DeMarcus Lawrence. ESPN announcer Chris Fowler. NFL Network insider Tom Pelissero. National Championship head coach, Mack Brown. And now, it's Rich Eisen.
All right, everybody. Welcome to this edition of the Rich Eisen Show. Thrilled to say, right here on the Roku channel. We are right here on Roku. 844-204-RICH is the number to dial here on the Infinity Sports Network. Here on Sirius XM and Odyssey. And it's always great to start a program, look down and see every phone line lining up. Is something going on? I just don't know if something's up. Something could be up. We might talk about it in a minute. Adam, our call screener, is up and at him right now. Good to see you over there, Christopher Ruckman. How are you?
Rich, I'm super. I don't know about you.
Thanks for asking. Yeah. Good to see you over there, Jason Feller. How are you?
What's up, Rich? Doing great.
Y'all want to get up and give the man in the corner?
I kind of do, actually.
Everybody, Chris is getting up and giving TJ a hug. He's lighting candles. He needs a hug. Ladies and gentlemen, you got your blenders on, though, huh? You got your prime blenders on?
It's going to be okay. It's going to be okay.
You got your prime blenders on over there?
I got the blenders on. It's a dark day here over in the corner, Rich.
I think that's what we're here to talk about. Everybody, listen.
Baby.
Hold on a second. Thank you. Everybody knows here, I love being right. Oh, gosh. Do I love being right? I love being right. And this entire time.
You were saying it.
I was saying, this whole Micah Jerry stuff is part of a negotiation. We had Michael Irvin on yesterday. He said, it's part of a negotiation. I'm like, yes, you're right, Michael. It's part of a negotiation. This whole business, this hold in, this trade demand, this Jerry Jones tour of saying weird stuff that makes no sense. That, by the way, ironically, started with Jerry telling everybody at the outset of training camp in Oxford, now California, to tell Cowboys fans, you can sleep fine. Mm-hmm. And I thought, all part of a negotiation. And I'm saying here, to start this program, my bad. I was wrong.
You promised.
I don't like saying that.
Mm-hmm. You promised.
I don't like saying it.
He doesn't know what he's talking about.
And the reason why I was saying it is because why would one trade a 26-year-old top flight pass rusher? And that is maybe even understating how good Micah Parsons is at his job. And you don't trade those guys on the outset of a season for draft considerations. Now, the Dallas Cowboys did get a player back in a trade. His name is Kenny Clark, and he is a three-time Pro Bowler, and he plays a position that the Dallas Cowboys are in desperate need of fixing.
Yeah.
Defensive tackle, middle of that defensive line, stopping the run. It's been a problem. I did not see a trade of Micah Parsons coming. I didn't see it coming within the conference. Didn't see that. Didn't see it to, wait for it, the team that of Micah's tenure, I'll say it, effed up the Cowboys maybe more than any other team.
They eat our lunch.
Not just, I'm not just saying that just once, but I'm talking about the way that they beat the Cowboys a couple of years ago to one and done them as Jordan Love began to come into his own and clearly make it obvious to everybody that he was talented enough to trade up for in the first round and antagonize Aaron Rodgers and make him wait while Aaron Rodgers was done with his job in Green Bay. Made sense. Just absolutely screwed up the Cowboys in a way that we're here now. Unbelievably, they traded Micah to Green Bay, and Green Bay gave him a contract total that is, wait for it, $48 million more than Jerry paid for the Cowboys when he acquired him. That's how much this contract is worth, or he can get up to. Proving the point, at $47.1 million per year, proves the point why you have an agent and why you let an agent handle a negotiation. And oddly enough, we'll find out. Tom Pelissero is joining us in the middle of this program. Oddly enough, I don't know if Ed Policy, the new man atop the float chart in Green Bay, or Gutekunst, personally negotiated it with Micah first and then got pissed when Micah said, talk to my agent. Don't know if that happened in Green Bay. So you don't trade top flight pass rushers for defensive tackles. You don't trade 26-year-olds for 30-year-olds. I mean, that's pretty much the way things work in the NFL. And you don't do it at the outset of a season because the draft considerations you're getting, two firsts, you can't cash till next April and the April after that. And the first draft choice you get in the deal, if you do it before draft, you know exactly where that draft choice is. I mean, the Cowboys, you have to hope against hope, that at best, these Packer picks will be in the late teens of a first round.
They won't.
They won't be top 10. That's not going to happen. Not with Micah Parsons sacking people. So we all knew once this happened, despite how talented Kenny Clark is, and despite how poor the Cowboys have been at filling that hole that Kenny Clark fills, that when Jerry Jones stepped to a microphone with Stephen Jones next to him on Thursday after the trade, that it would be for this salesman, right? Jerry Jones. The football equivalent of ice in winter. And it didn't really help matters first that Jerry Jones was all pie in the sky about Kenny Clark's arrival, because this now helps the Cowboys stop the run.
But the facts are, specifically, we need to stop the run. And we haven't been able to stop the run at key times for several years. And when you have the kind of extraordinary pass rush that Michael had, then the way to mitigate that pass rush is to run at you. If the pass rush doesn't get you ahead pretty big time and you're playing even or behind, then you've really got a problem in stopping the run.
And the other part that people are talking about that soundbite was the one of many times that Jerry referred to Micah as Michael. Mm-hmm. And I'm wondering if it's our buddy Irvin he was you know, conflating, obviously. He knew he was talking about Micah, but he kept saying Michael over again. One time, Stephen even had to correct him, which didn't help matters. And obviously, if you stop the run and you create third and eight and you can't sack the passer and it's now a fresh set of downs on third and eight, that's the problem. Listen, I know they've had trouble stopping the run, but at the expense of trading away Micah Parsons. Now, I don't know how many times we say this on the show, so we'll repeat it again for those who may somehow be new here. There's always an iceberg in the National Football League. We only see the tip. And there has been an absolute obliteration of trust between the Cowboys and Micah Parsons that caused the Cowboys to sit down and say, there's going to be an addition by subtraction here. Because it's a massive subtraction. You got to look past, again, everything I just said. You don't trade defensive ends for defensive tackles because it's much easier to dominate a game from the defensive end position than the defensive tackle position. Again, you can name multiple big-time pass rushers in this league. But the people that can affect the game the same way from the middle of the defensive line, that's a much smaller subset. The Giants have one. The Rams used to have one. The Chiefs have one. Boy, do they ever. Just to name a few, okay, of teams. From Dexter Jackson to formerly Aaron Donald to Chris Jones. So it's tough to figure this thing out unless there's something to the whole business of the Cowboys had grown tired of Micah Parsons and all of this stuff going down the way it did. Every single answer Jerry gave had the subtext of not saying it, but saying it. That they're better with Micah gone. Tough roughs to figure out. But he kept saying it over and over and over again. Any regrets on the way things went down between him and Micah to lead Micah to go to Green? It's a Packer. I can't believe it's a Packer. And you just sent him to the AFC. They sent him to the Ice Bowl team,
man.
The Dez Carter team, to the Jordan Love is going to beat Mike McCarthy team.
Dude.
Any regrets, Jerry?
I am very excited beyond any consideration of a regret, of the consideration that we got in this trade and to have the player. I'm very excited about that. It is more in keeping within my mind what's in the best interest of the Dallas Cowboys.
In terms of things that were said in the media about the agent, any things like that, is there any things that you would do differently if you were to go back?
Oh, no. No, not at all. And nothing at all in terms of regret. You're asking if I regret. No, I don't regret that at all. You know, I'm very, very excited about the prospects of what we've done for the Cowboys here. I wouldn't have done it. I wouldn't have done it. I had total control over being able to have it the other way. So I'm excited. We got what we wanted.
Again, it sounds crazy. But think. Again, I'm trying to find one for you here, TJ. I'm trying to find a silver liner for you here. Because something was up. Something was up.
Yeah.
And I don't think it was just the negotiation with handshake this, handshake that. Jerry had a number in mind. He was willing to sign, keep with Micah. And all you hear coming out of Dallas, there's some people in that front office. There's some people in that locker room even.
Yeah.
I mean, again, do you have that locker room soundbite? He was asked. He was asked if there's any concern about the locker room. The effect on the locker room. Oh, 26-year-old elite pass rusher gone, 30-year-old defensive tackle with three Pro Bowls, understood, coming in. And that's it. You just traded Micah for Kenny Clark for the 2025 season. The future considerations are down the road. That's what they are, considerations in the future. For this season, you traded away Micah Parsons for Kenny Clark. That's what you did. Here's his answer.
Not at all. As a matter of fact, I like what this does. From the locker room. I like, no, if you say if I'm worried about the locker room, I'm absolutely zero worried about the locker room. No, like, that's not meant to diminish anything here. I'm just not concerned at all about the locker room. It takes a lot of players to play this game. Locker room knows that we just got a lot of good players.
And I don't think, again, he's referring just to the roster, do you? You know what I mean?
No.
I'm telling you, Chris, you're a Red Sox fan. You thought trading Devers away was crazy, and it turned out to be an addition by subtraction, right?
It did, yeah, it did.
Okay, and
it was from a vibe standpoint.
I'm not spinning. Yeah. I'm not covering. I swear I think that's what Jerry's talking about here, whether that's right or wrong. Here's what he said. Somebody asked him about, hey, what about the rest of the locker room in terms of, hey, we draft you, you ball out like Micah balled out, and then this is what happens? Mm-hmm. What do you got to say to players in your own locker room about that?
You're in Micah at 12-plus sacks in each of the last 4 years, very productive. For other Cowboys players coming up the line, they see how this negotiation with Micah went. How would you answer their question, well, gee, what do I have to do to get an extension if Micah can't get one?
Ask Dak. Highest paid man in the NFL. There's a lot of players that they could ask that have been paid down around here. I'll pay players.
So what makes this different?
Because we wanted to look and see if we could do what we did.
Pat.
That's the benefits of the trade made it different. Make no mistake about it. We all know we could have signed Micah. But we decided to go with the trade.
Because you can't – but you can't say – boy, do we need to stop the run, so let's trade away a generational pass rusher at age 26. You can't say that. And he's like, we could have signed Micah. I could have paid him $47 million a year. He could be here. He didn't want to do it. Why not?
Ego.
I don't know about that. If it's ego, then that's a massive problem. If there's something going on, and again, do yourself a favor, anybody out there who knows anybody in the Cowboys organization or anybody in the business who knows, we're going to talk to Pelissero about it too. Now, Micah can prove that all wrong and go out and ball out, and I think he will, clearly.
But that's not the problem, though, right?
I give you the floor, T.J. Jefferson, because I've laid out the case.
Yeah, you laid it out very great. Just touching on what you just said, him going out and balling, right? That's not the issue. That never was the issue because he's proven he could ball. It has to be, like you said, something internally, something going on in that locker room, in that team, because you don't just let this guy walk. To the team who constantly eats your lunch, to the team that constantly, like you pointed out, kicks your butt every single time you play them. Not to a team that you're going to have to see. If you want to get to a Super Bowl, when they go deep in the playoffs, eventually you're going to have to see them, right? Why would you do for two ones? That's like, Chris, when Luka got traded, right? Mm-hmm. And you found out what the Lakers gave up, and you're sitting there like, are you kidding? That's all it took? And they did the same thing in their own division or conference. I'm shocked, but I don't think I am shocked, because that's why I wore my Joker shirt today. A clown's, because that's what this is. This is a clown show. Like, this isn't a football organization anymore. This is a brand. This is a marketing unit. But and as far as football playing, yeah, everyone says we can't stop the run, right? Well, yeah, true. But again, you don't get rid of this guy. It's like cutting off, what is that saying? Cutting off your nose to spite your face.
Yeah, stopping the run is important, and getting somebody as good as Kenny Clark is great, but at the expense of one of the best at it, one of the best we've ever seen in the first 4 years at it, only other player to have 12 or more sacks in the first four seasons. I'm sure you've heard this stat, not just here, but all over the place, is Reggie White, who also, like Micah Parsons, went from the NFC East to Green Bay and is now going to put Green Bay in much better footing to win a championship this year and beyond. We'll talk about the Packers aspect of this later on, but in terms of the Cowboys right now, doesn't make them better for 2025.
No.
At all. We'll see what they can do with the draft choices. Jerry did say this doesn't preclude us from using them during the season. Teams don't trade, I mean, players during the season for first-round draft choices very often. We, you know, I know he did that once with Amari Cooper, right? And I understand that, you know, Minka Fitzpatrick once upon a time went from Miami to Pittsburgh for that. But you're counting on the number of one hand the way these things work. It's just tough to sell it. It is ice in winter. The guy 100% didn't want to pay Micah $47 million a year. They weren't comfortable doing it. Trust between both sides have been obliterated, destroyed. Because none of this else makes sense. If it's for ego, that I won't make a deal because of the way it all went down, then shame on them. If it's for something else, that we just will not pay $188 million to this player. Talent over everything does not apply here because the everything needs to be removed from our system for the new coach and for, I mean, Matt Eberflus. Do you know who was in Chicago when the Bears trade away Khalil Mack?
Eberflus?
Yeah. So that's now twice for him.
Yeah.
Wow.
So crazy.
Crazy.
Crazy. It's really the most wild way for this story to end and for essentially the non-playing season to end. Because we were all wondering, I was saying, it's all coming down to whether he's getting on a plane next Wednesday to Philadelphia.
Yep.
And he got on a plane to Green Bay instead. And he's now going to be there getting ready for a massive week one home date against the Lions. Ball him up, roll him at Jared Goff. And Dallas will then now take on Philadelphia without a guy. You just look at all the metrics you see on socials from all the analytics folks, one after another after another. They are clearly a better team with Micah Parsons than not. And it does not matter if you stop the run if you can't stop the pass in a passing league. None of it makes sense unless they were just 100% done with him, done paying him, done playing with him, and they were just finished with it. And that, hey, Brian Schottenheimer, now it's up to you to do what Alex Cora has done without Devers and go with the young kids and trust the process. And the Red Sox have shocked the world. Maybe your Cowboys can.
But I think losing Mookie Betts is a closer...
No, I'm just talking about this year. When they traded Devers away, they're like, what are they doing? Oh, all these young guys that really, now you're going to make the playoffs? Yeah. And it's going to be on Schottenheimer to do it. Tall order. When this is so out of order, good luck. Guess who's first up? We had this booked in advance. He's here courtesy of Sleep Number in a second. DeMarcus Lawrence,
dang,
who once upon a time signed with Seattle and said he couldn't win a Super Bowl with Dallas. Wonder what he thinks of this, and obviously we'll talk about his new spot in the 12s. Chris Fowler on the eve of Lee Corso's final college game day appearance on ESPN. Tom Pelissero on what the F is happening. And you at 844-204-RICH and a What's More Likely Friday.
This episode is brought to you by Amazon Prime. From streaming to shopping, Prime helps you get more out of your passions. So whether you're a fan of true crime or prefer a nail-biting novel from time to time, with services like Prime Video, Amazon Music, and fast free delivery, Prime makes it easy to get more out of whatever you're into or getting into. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to learn more.
Lowe's knows tough jobs call for tougher tools. The new DeWalt Elite Series power tool accessories are built to last for the pro who doesn't stop. With precision fitment, durability, and impact resistance, finishing jobs faster has never been easier. Shop the new DeWalt Elite Series at an everyday low price exclusively at Lowe's. We help, you save.
The road is calling. Embrace the thrill of the drive with the fully electric Audi Q6 e-tron. Featuring effortless power, serious acceleration, and advanced Audi tech. It's not just a new EV, it's a new way to experience driving. The fully electric Audi Q6 e-tron. The next chapter of Audi is here.
Back here on the Rich Eisen Show on the Roku Sports Channel, Roku Channel as well. Radio audience is returning in less than 2 minutes' time. That's when we'll bring in Tank Lawrence, by the way, whose agent I adore. David Cantor is one of my favorite human beings I've gotten to meet.
Yeah,
I love him, man. And that's not because you ply me with so much wine, David. he's one of my favorites in the National Football League as well. Oh, and money manager of the Stars, Don Weir, handles his money as well.
Tank Lawrence is just one of my favorite players.
Just giving personal information of Tank Lawrence that he probably did not know in advance of his appearance here on the program. Are you all right? I mean, seriously.
Yeah, you know, I mean, in the big scheme of things, like in the
stop it. Like I'm not. We're talking things, about sports, obviously. Sports. Are you all right?
Yeah.
You're the Cowboy fan here.
Because,
dude, Carl Anthony Towns was blowing my phone up.
That's fine.
I think he even tagged you on an Instagram post.
He did. And here's the deal,
because he ran the trade through Madden.
Madden Simulator.
And Madden rejected the trade.
Yeah.
And he tagged you.
Yeah, it's cool.
You gotta love that.
I took it last year and he'd over it, but I
not
I'm
anymore.
It might have to get personal this year.
Well, one week from today, you might get your newest business,
and that's fine. I'll accept that one, but I'm not putting up with that all this
yesterday
year.
Yesterday afternoon, I'm driving home after the show. I'm on the phone with TJ,
and that's when it happened.
That's your text comes through. I think the trade just happened. I'm on speaker with TJ, or Bluetooth in the car. I go to Schefter. Yep. Go to Tom. Yep. Ian. Yep. Oh my gosh. We stay on the phone another half hour, breaking it all down. We're both watching the network.
Like, I'm on ESPN. Like, wait, nobody's saying anything.
Then
nobody's
I get a dozen tweets yesterday. Yo, you check on TJ? Yo, TJ, all right?
I'm on the phone with TJ.
Yeah, I think, hold on. Do we have the text that Kat sent me yesterday? Carl, did you tell? Here it comes. Yeah, I think we have it. You know the movie Sleepless in Seattle? Not this guy. Because he's got a Sleep Number bed. How about that? How about that to welcome in, courtesy of Sleep Number, DeMarcus Lawrence? How are you, DeMarcus Lawrence? How are you, sir?
How we doing?
I'm doing well. I don't know if you've heard us chit-chatting while you were waiting to come on patiently, thankfully. Thank you.
Yeah, I was waiting for you to get on my social security number next.
Oh, yeah. No. I just know your agent. I know your money guy. I know them all. You and I, man.
Yes, sir.
We know it. We know a lot of the same people. Are you in the beautiful Pacific Northwest right now, DeMarcus?
Yes, I'm out here enjoying my nature with my trees and, you know, my beautiful atmosphere. So most definitely.
Well, I mean, you went to Boise State, which isn't too far away, right? I mean, like, so it's not like your first, stroll through these woods in a way.
Correct.
Right. Pretty much. How are things up there in Seattle for you so far?
Things are going good. You know, like you said, sleeping great.
Nice.
Body is healthy. You know, team is doing amazing. So, yeah, just ready to kick the season off.
Have you heard the news about where you used to be? Did that filter to you in any way, shape, or form?
News of where I used to be.
Where you used to be in Dallas? Anything like that? Hit your phone the last couple of hours? DeMarcus Lawrence?
Yeah, you're talking about the trade.
Yo, wait a minute. Let me write that down. Yes, I'm talking about the trade. What's your opinion when you heard about Micah being traded to Green Bay, DeMarcus?
No opinion. All honesty, you know, happy for him. He got paid, you know. You know, Cowboys. I mean, I'm here now, so, you know, I ain't got nothing.
I know you've turned the page, and I promise you this. You and I are going to talk about the Seattle Seahawks a lot over the next few minutes.
Almost definitely.
Okay. That said, though, I mean, is there any part of you that's sitting there saying, if you got rid of Micah, don't you think you could have kept me? Is there any part of you? You know what I mean? They kind of could use you right now, DeMarcus. I mean, to be straight up, you know?
I mean, straight up, like, you know, I had a sense of the business, you know, as a young kid, you know, coming in and, you know, I understood, you know, things like this could happen, or, you know, I can up and be traded one day, or the team want me, you know, as a player one day. So, you know, I mean, it's a part of the game, you know, and, you know, I'm happy where I'm at right now. I feel like I'm in a great position. So, yeah, man, I get to write my own history.
Exactly. And obviously, and you've got, again, a very talented team in which you could do it. And just another question on this, and I promise you, we will move on. But the conversation, and I think you kind of alluded to it, too. You went back and forth with 11 briefly during the spring about podcasting and things of that nature. There was an undertone to all of this that something was going on behind the scenes with Micah and the Cowboys that Jerry was alluding to, in a way, an addition by subtraction here. Is there any truth to that, DeMarcus?
So you asking me to speak for Jerry right now?
I'm not saying that. I'm just speaking from your own personal experiences, I guess. Let's put it this way. Sort of like a sleep number, right? All right. You know, yeah. All right. So, you know, my sleep number setting is 70, for instance. So let's just say 70 would be closer to the scale of, yes, there's something there. There could be addition by subtraction. And then like 30 is like, no, not so much. It's much softer, right? You know what I mean? So what number would it be, DeMarcus?
Comparing it to sleep number, I don't feel like, you know, a lot of people in the world get to experience the good quality sleep, you know, that sleep numbers provide.
Oh,
so,
boy.
I'm going to say on a zero scale.
Oh, okay. Okay.
You know, because they don't really know, you know.
All right. So the bottom line is, though, you've turned the page and there's nothing to be said about you and Micah Parsons and the Dallas Cowboys. It's basically what you're saying right now.
Not at all.
Okay. Very good. All right. Like moving on to the Seattle Seahawks here on the Rich Eisen Show with DeMarcus Lawrence. How good can this team be based on you being around teams in Dallas, knowing how good you have been with them? Where do we compare, DeMarcus?
I mean, we're pretty high up there. Just, you know, from our head coach all the way down, you know, to, you know, shoot. I mean, it's hard to say all the way down because, you know, everybody plays a key part in our, you know, in our league. And, you know, our offense is doing a great job. Our defense is doing a great job. Special teams are clicking, you know, so it's just really, you know, bringing it all together this next weekend, you know, kicking it off on Sunday against San Fran.
And Mike McDonald, your head coach, how has the vibe been there in comparison to previous years of you being in Dallas? Again, as a comparison of your current situation.
No, we got a great vibe. You know, Mike is doing an excellent job as our head coach. You know, he's the youngest head coach I ever had. So, you know, just his sense of humor and, you know, the understanding, you know, that we actually grew up in the same, you know, time area is unique. You know, I ain't never looked at myself as, you know, the old man in the locker room. But now, you know, having a young head coach like this, you know, I definitely feel like the old head.
Yeah, you're only about 5 years apart, pretty much. How does Darnold look to you, DeMarcus?
Sam?
Yes, sir.
Yeah. Oh, Sam's looking great. Felt like him and Clint hit it off pretty well. And, you know, he's basically in the perfect position and, you know, right system, you know, for him to make a lot of plays this year.
Okay. I've got none other than DeMarcus Lawrence here on the Rich Eisen Show. So what is your relationship with Sleep Number and what should we know about it, DeMarcus?
Yeah, man, Sleep Number is the best. You know, over my last 6 years, you know, I upgraded my, you know, sleep by getting a Sleep Number bed. And, you know, it helped me out so much with my sleep quality, especially, you know, with my babies running around and, you know, wanting to lay with dad. So, you know, being able to, you know, set my settings, like you said, to 70 or, you know, some nights I have to go all the way down to like a 45, you know. Yeah. So, you know, it can hug me back. But
nice.
Yeah, so, you know, really, you know, love Sleep Number. You know, I'm just happy that we was able to, you know, make this partnership work.
And how old are your kids, your babies?
Shoot, I got 6 months on the 4th of September. 4, 11, 14, and 19.
Damn. That is a full house and a handful for sure. And, you know, obviously 11 years in one spot in the NFL, 12 years in the NFL is remarkable, period. 11 years in one spot and then to move to another one is not easy, certainly when you got kids like that and family. So I know it's not simple. Best of luck to you on that front. TJ, do you want to say something to Tank Lawrence before we send him on the way? TJ Jefferson is our resident diehard Dallas Cowboy fan and a big fan of yours.
Okay. Yeah, for sure.
And I'll be straight up, Tank. He needs a hug today, and you have the floor.
Well, you know,
TJ.
I know you don't want to talk about things in the past, Tank. You want to look to the future, and I respect that, man. But just as a Cowboy fan, I want to thank you for the time you put in. You know, you and the Hot Boys made watching football fun for me, man. So hate to see you go, but I'm excited to watch what you do with Seattle, brother. Stay healthy and keep doing your thing. Respect to you.
I appreciate that, man. Hey, hold your head high, bro. You know, you got brighter days to come.
You got to, right?
Okay.
And I'll be paying attention to the Seahawks a little bit more this year because of you, for sure.
He's hugging you back. Just like his bed. Yeah, just like his bed. He's hugging you back right now.
He's a human sleep number.
Yeah, he's hugging you back. All right, DeMarcus, thanks for the time, man. Appreciate it.
No problem. Yeah, have a good one.
You got it. That's DeMarcus Lawrence, everybody. Part of Sleep Number, the official sleep and wellness partner of the National Football League. Joining us, the Seattle Seahawks are hosting the San Francisco 49ers in 9 days. Listen, I tried. He doesn't want to talk about it.
And I had a feeling.
No, and I understand it. I understand it. But if, and I'm not doing this to stir it up. I swear to you, I'm not doing it to stir it up.
You're a journalist. No, right?
But if there was nothing there, he'd have been like, no, there was nothing in the
right.
locker room.
Right.
This makes no sense to me. You know, Mike is my dog, right? But I heard stuff like that. Mm-hmm. I'm telling you, something's up. It'll be up to Micah to start putting all that to bed. None of it makes sense.
Yeah.
Let's go to Chris in Texarkana, Texas. Yes. Take his phone call right there.
He ain't happy. What's, I can tell you that.
Chris, are you not? Chris?
I'm in about the same shape as TJ. I'm ticked off, aggravated, want to kick Jerry Jones out of the state.
You have to keep going. What do you want? I feel like we're here for you. We're listening.
Put it this way, TJ would get this. I'd like to put him in. I'd like to hit him with the spear and the Superman punch.
Would you like to translate for those who are not wrestling conversant with that?
Yeah,
means?
That means he wants to go Roman Reigns, Jerry, and then hit him with a form tackle and then a punch out of nowhere.
And not only that, sends him out of town. And he sends him to Green Bay?
Of all places, man.
That's a rough one.
Come on. The only thing worse would be trading him to the Redskins, the Eagles, or the Jerks.
Exactly. Or the Niners, Chris. Or the Niners.
Or the Niners. Those five teams, no.
Yeah, that's what kind of hurt the most, right? Because...
Well, Jerry said the reason why, he said that the trade participants were only those who, A, had the cap room to sign Micah, and B, had a player that would fit what they needed, and that's Kenny Clark.
So by using the cat room, it's making it seem like he is doing him a favor.
Well, let me just say this. I know you just said you never heard of Kenny Clark, Chris.
Hey, I don't pay attention.
No. He's good. He's a good player.
Quarterback.
He's a very good player, and he's exactly what the Dallas Cowboys have needed in the middle of the defensive line, but the whole idea has always been to get him while there's also Micah.
Yeah.
Right, like that's
while
the idea.
While we have somebody that can put a hurt on Hurts.
Exactly, Chris.
Chris, do you need a framed Rich Eisen show bro hug where we're going to extend? Here we go.
And the bad thing is, Rich, I've been a fan. I'll be 55 in September. Okay. I've been a fan for about 54 of those 55 years.
Earth.
I go back to Roger Staubach and Tony Dorsett.
Yeah, you do.
Mm. Do you need one of these release of fandom
no.
certificates? Ooh. Okay.
No.
All right. Okay.
We'll put... I'm still a Cowboys fan, okay. But I am not a Jerry Jones fan.
Thank you, Chris in Texarkana,
Texas.
Hey, Chris,
I'm going to give you a pound through the screen.
There
man.
We go. Ladies and gentlemen, Chris in Texarkana, Texas.
Work it out.
Did he refuse a Rich Eisen show, bro hug?
I don't think he refused. I think he was still. I guess.
I think he's in his feelings.
One does just not mess with Texas, apparently. Yeah, very good.
I knew where that was going.
All right, when we come back, we'll look at the Green Bay side of things. Woo! Andrew Bogus joins us. Chris Fowler after that. Tom Pelissero after him.
Eczema isn't always obvious, but it's real. And so is the relief from Ebglyss. After an initial dosing phase, about 4 in 10 people taking Ebglyss achieved itch relief and clear or almost clear skin at 16 weeks. And most of those people maintain skin that's still more clear at 1 year with monthly dosing.
Ebglyss, lebrikizumab, LBKZ, a 250 milligram per 2 milliliter injection, is a prescription medicine used to treat adults and children 12 years of age and older who weigh at least 88 pounds or 40 kilograms with moderate to severe eczema, also called atopic dermatitis, that is not well controlled with prescription therapies used on the skin or topicals, or who cannot use topical therapies. Ebglyss can be used with or without topical corticosteroids. Don't use if you're allergic to Ebglyss. Allergic reactions can occur that can be severe. Eye problems can occur. Tell your doctor if you have new or worsening eye problems. You should not receive a live vaccine when treated with Ebglyss. Before starting Ebglyss, tell your doctor if you have a parasitic infection.
Searching for real relief? Ask your doctor about Ebglyss and visit ebglyss.lilly.com or call 1-800-LILY-RX or 1-800-545-5979.
As a scientist, I can tell you that Sundays are only 24 hours long. But with NFL Sunday Ticket and YouTube TV, you get every game every Sunday all in one place. That's upwards of 30 hours of NFL in one day. How can there be 30 hours in 24 hours, you ask? I have a theory. Magic. New users get NFL Sunday Ticket for 8 payments of $34.50 per month. Sign up at NFLSundayTicket.com. Local and national games on YouTube TV. NFL Sunday Ticket for out-of-market games excludes digital-only games and commercial use. Terms and embargoes apply. Availability varies.
The NFL bringing the country together around a television set, or if they're fortunate to be able to go to a game, if the local ordinances allow it, it's so huge. That said, for you personally, you have an embarrassment of riches. You've got a beautiful family, a beautiful stadium. You're the guardian of the star. You've got a bust. You've got a Hall of Fame ring. You got a jacket. What you don't have is a fourth Lombardi trophy. How bad do you want it, Jerry Jones? How badly do you want this?
Well, Rich, like you said, you've been around for 2 decades now.
Yes.
And you haven't seen us raise that trophy. I did ask the man upstairs when I got the third one. I said, if you'll give me this one, I'll never ask again. I'm asking. I'm trying to retrade that deal. And to the extent that he's listening to us, and I'm sure he is, I will do better. There got some things that I could offer you to get that trophy. On the other hand, you know, that's why we're here. That's why I'm involved.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people say and relate us to financial, but I was fortunate, lucky, and I had some resources, and I used it all to buy the Dallas Cowboys, every bit of it to buy the Dallas Cowboys back 30 years ago. I came here to get to be a part of a team that could compete for the championship. Not a greater place to compete and start than in this new stadium in Inglewood, California. I was born about a block and a half right at the end of the LAX runway. My dad had a little house out here during World War II, and I was born right there in Inglewood.
Well, that's, I never knew that, Jerry Jones. I never knew that. That's truly unbelievable. I never knew that, that's where you were born. And I'm excited for this season. And on behalf of everyone at NFL Network, greatly appreciate your support for our network, for all from Jump Street to now. And then just for me personally, I want to thank you. I truly appreciate it.
Rich, I've watched you handle Michael Irvin and Deion Sanders. Anybody that can keep them in their place deserves to be the star of the network.
Jerry, I really appreciate that. That means a ton. Best to your family, and good luck over this for the season. We appreciate the call. Thank you.
Thank you, Rich.
You got it.
Thank you, Rich.
You got it. Right back at you. Thank you. That's Jerry Jones here. Back in 2020, That's 5 years ago. YouTube.com/Rich Eisen Show. It's 5 years ago and two partners ago. Like that peacock stuff on the screen right there.
I know. Jeez, wow.
Yeah, we're going to obviously talk a little bit more about partnerships and things like that later on. As you can see, I'm wearing my Roku purple today. Purposefully. We'll talk about that later on. 844-204-RICH is the number to dial. Chris Fowler is going to join us from Columbus, Ohio.
Nice.
And I promise you, because he's joining in support of talking about Lee Corso, whose final game day is tomorrow. I promise you, I will not take a shot about not being allowed in.
I don't know if you're able to. I will not drag Fowler down
to my level.
Okay. Well, we'll see.
Chris is at a very highfalutin level. And he's a tennis man as well, don't forget. Let's talk about this trade from the Green Bay side of things. I've been around the block with the Green Bay fans.
Yeah.
Starting with NFL Network starting in 2003. The one individual that caused me to call Susie and say, guess what? It's going to be a while till we get to see each other again. Because Brett Favre is doing this or that or waiting to make this decision or that decision. And I sit next to Mooch, right? Just came back from the Packers hosted draft. So I'm familiar with Green Bay fan. Murph, once upon a time, got banned from this show.
Free Murph.
Know a lot of Packers fans, know a lot of cheeseheads. And throughout their my time with NFL Network and following it, how many times I would hear Packers fans going, is Ted Thompson going to do something out of the ordinary? You know? Are we going to do something that is out of the box? Make a splash? Slow and steady doesn't win every race. And now here we are in 2025. And I understand that was pretty big move with Rodgers and Favre and pretty big move with Rodgers and Love. But here I am in 2025. And in the span of, it's crazy, 4 months. 4 months. They draft a receiver in the first round at a draft they host in front of everybody in the parking lot of Lambeau Field and Matthew Golden. And then take advantage of a massive contractual standoff between Jerry Jones and his prized pass rusher, who they wisely drafted and 100% seasoned. And they take advantage of that impasse and make a big time move. Big time move. Two firsts. I get it. Guess what? Doesn't matter if there's a trophy in the case at all. And the way the Packers are looking at it, it's damn near the only thing that they'd be missing here is contractual control of a player, because it's a first round pick, because this is almost a second round pick in their minds of how good they are. So they went and get Matthew Golden. We're going to get a first round wide receiver, and we're going to get Micah Parsons on the outset of the season. They traded Kenny Clark for Micah Parsons, with all due respect to Kenny Clark, and I'm sure he's going to wear this as a chip on his shoulder going to Dallas.
I hope.
You do that 100 out of 100 times. You do it at 1,000 out of 1,000 times. No matter what you might hear about Micah in the locker room, if there is something going on in Dallas, because Dallas is definitely saying it without saying it, and everybody tells me in my ear, there are some people in that organization that are happy that he's gone. I hear that all the time.
I know, just reeks of copium.
Maybe so. Could be. I don't know. Good word there. And it makes sense the way you're using it. But what this does is, I mean, Brian Gutekunst turns to Matt LaFleur and says, you're welcome.
Yeah, exactly.
I did text Matt LaFleur and say,
hydrate.
I said, that's one way to hydrate. I did text
you
him.
Did?
I did.
Hey, here's a first round wide receiver, and here's one of the best pass rushers in the league.
On the outset of the season. And
go get
this, this is now, you know, this is now a guy who is with Rashawn Gary on the defensive line. Oof. Go hunt. Rashawn Gary might be now a lot freer. Lucas Van Ness, who they drafted, they're waiting for him to sort of kick in. Maybe that helps him. And what a jolt to the locker room. Hey, everybody, you got the Lions. We got the Lions coming in week one. And they're the ones who've been ruling the roost in our division.
Now we got the Lions.
And now we're now they got the Lion, who refers to himself as a Lion, a Penn State Nittany Lion. Mm-hmm. Here he comes, roll him downhill at Jared Goff, and then have him. By the way, do you know who he sacked for his last sack as a Dallas Cowboy? Jaden Daniels. Look who's coming in on Thursday night, just 5 days after their opener against Detroit. Jaden Daniels, the guy who went further than them in the playoffs last year, if I'm not mistaken, eliminated them from playoff contention last year. Micah, you know Jaden. Go get him. And then week four at Dallas.
Unreal.
The only group of people more ecstatic than Packers fans yesterday were NBC sports executives. Week four. Even Jerry was asked about that yesterday.
Micah will be a will be problematic.
Yes,
very problematic. I'd suggest that we get ahead and run the ball.
Which is again another question mark about the Dallas Cowboys, but this is about the Green Bay Packers. They tell their fan base, we are all the way in. They tell their locker room, we are all the way in. Micah and Jordan Love were in a Micah's podcast together. They seem like thick as thieves already. Another young player to this young team with a young quarterback turning 27, same age that Favre and Rodgers won their Super Bowls in Green Bay. All these young receivers, they are now going to walk around like they are Super Bowl contenders because of this trade. True or not, it is a massive boost of energy, massive, that could translate into a big time season. Got to play the games, got to be healthy on the receiver world right now. We're all wondering who's healthy there, whatever. Whatever, but this is just, you know, a big time swing. And the Brewers are already showing folks in Milwaukee and Wisconsin how they're swinging. This is good times rolling. Good times rolling for Green Bay.
Yeah, I've got some friends that are Packers fans, and they are annoyingly happy.
Right. May I ask you this?
Annoyingly
TJ
happy.
TJ Jefferson, the man who was the most strident, stringent gatekeeper of Super Bowl contenders amongst our group.
I was going to wait to the radio.
Do you just, I'm asking you now, do you put the Green Bay Packers in as your eighth Super Bowl contender this year?
Kobe.
You do?
Yes.
I would.
Eight.
I had them in already.
I think I did too.
Well, now I definitely have them in.
Yeah. And again,
yeah,
there is a mental, there is a component of confidence in any sport. Individual sports, you could see it. Just look at a U.S. Open match that can be served out. You got to be confident. Look at, you know, golf. Tommy Fleetwood, right? Took him 164 times here sure in America yeah, to sure finally did. Get his $10 million paycheck.
Mm-hmm.
Confidence. One of the things I was talking about, how will the Eagles look this year? With Jalen Hurts now coming in saying, yeah, I won a Super Bowl. I'm a Super Bowl MVP. Now, he doesn't wear it on his sleeve, and you know he's the king of hard work, do your business, all that sort of stuff. But he's now walking around, and the Eagles are walking around with the confidence of Super Bowl champs, MVP. Packers are now like, we got Micah Parsons. And we're coming for you from the NFC North. And that's going to count for something. And you got to give it up to Gutekunst for doing it. And for, I guess, the new man in charge there, Carmen's son, Ed, for saying, pay him 47.1 per. Bring him. Let's go. Green Bay Packer football. Feeling better today. Chris Fowler coming up next.
New season, new chaos in college football.
Let's go!
Big stage, big opportunity.
This Labor Day weekend, the wildness lives on ABC, ESPN, and the all-new ESPN app.
What a way to start!
Featuring top 10 teams like Clemson, Notre Dame, Alabama, and LSU, and Bill Belichick's debut at North Carolina.
It's so special when these teams collide.
Don't miss a lineup filled with electric matchups.
Welcome back to college football.
Kickoff week presented by Modelo. Labor Day weekend on ESPN and ABC. Also available to stream on the all-new ESPN app.